This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 22 of Painting on Glass, a pilgrim's place.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something to show me.
Yes, it's time for a new episode. Thank you for joining in again. It's good to have your company in this podcast. In today's episode, I am going to take you to a very special place that you'll be able to paint yourself in mind, even though you've never been there before. You're interested? That's fine. Just come along. You know, I gave this podcast the title Painting on Glass. It's all about painting the pictures and structures of my music, if you will. And it's surely about painting the dreamscapes with the music I write to it. In this case, I needed the classical orchestra again. And just listen to what it can do to give you the very first impression of this place I'm going to tell you about.
In this contemplation, I stood there on the hill. Light began to fade then, and time seemed to stand still. The sun was sinking slowly as I looked to the west. As long as I remember the moment I left west.
Well, I really don't care what people say about using the classical orchestra in the 21st century. To me, it is essential. It is just fine, and it really helps me to draw the soft and wonderful images, just as being seen on pieces of glass when the light shines through. So to say, today we're talking about a little town that offers sacred places dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Pilgrims have come here for many years, and I myself like to be there now and then, and to get into this religious motion of a very different and unique kind.
And dusk with all its splendor took care of all the land. whoever may live on it, whatever time he spent, I put today to end in such a glorious way, to leave a lone spectator without no words to say.
It usually takes me about an hour to go there by car. That is mostly in the afternoon, after a day of labor and being busy in the job I love to work in. But things change the moment you arrive after having gone west and this 1 hour drive. You park your car and then you follow a little path that'll offer you a view out on wide open fields of a valley. Then you turn right and you'll enter a natural park that is more like a garden, a beautiful garden. And then you've arrived and you'll find that natural cave with the statue of Mother Mary in it. Set in the sweetest light by burning candles to her feet and beautiful flowers that have been given for reasons of mercy or gratefulness. What a moment to share in the light breeze on a moment of stillness in early fall. And though you are quite familiar with this place, something has changed deep inside your mind when you leave again and take a last look out on the wide open fields again before returning home with your car. I could not explain that only in words. I needed music to do so.
And Mother Mary Miley, standing in her cave, with all the candles burning and prayers have been said. You take care of us all, dressed in simple white. I salute you as I'm going way back home tonight.
I hope you enjoyed this little trip out and being with me at this very special place in the winds of a passing summer that led right into fall. The name of the small village is Kleinenberg, and the song with the same title is available on physical CD only. In case you should be interested in the album Songs for Whoever that I published in 2012, just leave a note via the contact area of my website. That's all. And you get the CD by mail. You'll find all my other music on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon Music, and all the other major music outlets. And remember, help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review yourself, or tell people about this podcast. Just be a part of it and stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to.
Painting on glass.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.